God, I fed my dreams. Fertile fortune flows like sweet streams. I'm the daddy breath of North Sea. Creating the world like it's meant to be. I'm a culture, B-I-L-D, I'm the king. Back to love in everything. Bring a change, making it last.
Welcome to episode 396 of the Permaculture Pimpcast, where PIMP stands for Permaculture is My Passion. The only Pimpcast on planet Earth where we discuss permaculture, preparedness, practical living, and sometimes prostitutes. Good to be here, as always. Man, I'm having some trouble here in my headphones, but hopefully that's going to work out. I'm just going to have to listen to this buzzing the whole time, I guess, unless I can try to switch out with some of these other headphones. I'll do that here in a little bit. Anyway, this episode brought to you by the Sovereign Health Summit. That's going to be October 27th through the 31st in Harmony, North Carolina. And if you want to get 5% off of those tickets, folks, we can't make it any lower. I mean, we understand inflation it's tough, and we know things are going to be crazy, but promo code TPC, Tango Papa Charlie, will get you 5% off, whether you're there in person or whether you're doing the online or whether you're viewing it online. So, folks, I'm telling you, this is exactly – I'm going to cover a little bit more of this in a roundabout sort of way as we get on in the program. Also brought to you by Azure Standard, Food for Health 15. That will get you 15% off all orders over $100 for all new customers at Azure. So go check them out. They're our top sponsor over there, and I couldn't be happier to be working with them. So with that said, I'm going to jump right into it. How you doing, son?
Pretty good. Also hit the tagline, turn that sick simp into a healthy pimp.
Okay. I guess we got a new one there. Yeah. I should let you run with that, man. I kind of changed it up. Folks, if you don't know, well, obviously you don't know. I just ran in here to do this show in time because, I'd just gotten back from picking up some, topsoil, and I'll cover that here in a minute. I just got back from picking up topsoil, and you know, the cool thing about what I've discovered about myself over the last several years is that I can go a long, long time without eating and still perform and do everything I'm wanting to do. But I just got back, and for some reason I was hungry. I was like, man, I'm really hungry. I'm gonna go ahead and eat something. So I sat down there and stuffed my face instead of coming up here to the studio. So I was almost literally running in here. Want to give a shout out to everybody out there, Ken and Amy, Abby Fry, Aspen Glow, and Nikon Glow. Man, don't get me trying to pronounce.
I'm pretty sure it's Nancy Conquisti.
Okay.
Maybe.
I don't know. Wow, we'll just have to work on that one. So everybody give us a thumbs up to let us know you're here. And if you got any questions, go ahead and put them in big letters over there. So glad to be here with everybody. Wow. So I guess I'll kick this one off. So, folks, one of the things I'm doing, I guess I'm kind of jumping the gun here as far as the 10 things we're going to be doubling down on a new year. And look, if you haven't noticed, prices of everything ain't going down. Your dollar's worth less. They may have put the brakes on that for a short while. And I'll cover that here in a second as well, if I remember all these things. I'm supposed to come back and recover. But anyway, your dollar's going to crap. And so any disposable income I can, put together, any nickels I can rub together, man, I'm buying infrastructure. I'm adding more into things that feed me. And I mean that in a big way. So what I've done, and I've talked about it a couple of times ago, is we have these 4x8, and they're 2 feet deep, these boxes. And I traded out the ones that were made of wood in favor of these. Number one, it's a much deeper growing medium, as opposed to maybe the 8 to 10 inches we had before. Now it's, 24 inches above ground, which is only going to help. And two, these are things that I don't have to worry about rotting away or whatever the case may be. So anyway, I spent a little bit of money on those. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them out there that I've replaced the 7 wooden beds with. And I'm out there getting, now one of the hacks I'm doing as far as saving myself money, folks, I only have a, I can't fill up all these boxes with the compost I'm making. If I could, believe me, I would. So here's one of the hacks that you can do and save yourself a little bit of money if you got to go buy that store-bought stuff. You're better off buying topsoil, okay? If you buy that compost, man, there ain't no telling what they did in it. Yeah, you can change it around. You can turn it around. William and I have done it, and we do it. But I'm filling up these things halfway with the topsoil, which is about a third of the price of what it costs to get, let's say, their potting mix or whatever you were going to have to fix up anyway. So I know that I can take that topsoil, which it may be contaminated to some degree, but certainly not to the extent that most compost piles are going to be. And they were never done right to begin with. So fill them up halfway with that topsoil. That's exactly what I'm doing to try to save a few bucks. Now, it's a little harder on your truck trying to get it back, but especially when you live up the side of a mountain. But hey, man, that's what we got to do. So I got the last load of topsoil I'm going to need, and then I'm going to go back and then spend a little bit of money on some of that highfalutin potting soil, which it's not as bad as their compost over there. I'll give them that. And then I'm going to cover it up with the compost I have. Actually, I'm going to use some of the soil that came out of the previous bed. I'm going to cover that up with that soil and then cover it all up with a, you know, a couple of buckets of compost. And then I'm going to seed it with, basically a winter blend, something that's going to cover that ground until I'm ready to do something in the spring. So that's one of the things I'm doing right now is putting my money, and folks, that's one of my things on the list right there, is putting money into things that feed me and my family. That's where a lot of it's going right now. So that's number one that's going on the farm. Warmer, hazy weather. Everybody seems to think this was a blue sky here around in these parts of Western North Carolina. If you were out looking last night and you saw that moon up there and you saw the spraying, they got a different recipe that they use at night. And it creates these hazy conditions in the morning, and then everybody thinks, oh, it's blue outside. No, it's not blue. You apparently don't remember the color of blue that was up there right after that manufactured hurricane they brought through here. Very, very different color of blue. This is a very light, chemically laced blue. In fact, if you don't believe me, folks, just look in the distance. All these mountains that I used to see like crystal clear, now all of a sudden, they're every single day, they're hazy. So, yeah, it's warmer, and it was kind of sunny, but they're still blocking it out because they're spraying at night, and it's a different mixture that doesn't completely block it all out, but they're taking a lot of it. A lot of people like Dane Wigington and a number of others have talked about how they're doing that very same thing. Other things we got going here, sheep are on the stockpiled forage right now. These guys are down there. Well, actually, we brought them off the side of the mountain into another part of the side of the mountain, where it's already in recovery and they're eating stockpiled forage as we speak. So, folks, it's one of the ways in which, like I said, man, with the way things are going right now, and I'll cover more of it here in a little bit, but the way things are going right now, you have got to be thinking about plan B, C, all the way down to Z. You got to be thinking of everything right now. And if you're spending hay to feed your animals, then you might want to rethink how you're doing a little bit of your management. So, like I said, here we are in the first of the year, and these guys are on stockpiled forage. And it ain't that hard to do. You just can't overgraze like most homesteaders do. Son, what's one of the biggest things that you notice with homesteaders, you know, when it comes to their animals?
Yeah, most people don't rotate them nearly enough. Most people, whenever they think of, like, pasture rotation, they think, like, oh, I'll put them in the east pasture during the spring and then west pasture in the summer, and then like north pasture in the fall, and then they call that like rotation. Animals should be in constant movement or motion. It just an easy way to remember that, an easy grazing plan, is just follow what the North American bison did when they were still roaming the plains before we put fences up and stuff like that in the way. They were constantly moving forward, and then they would do a high impact session, and then a very, very long rest period. So if grazing is something you're still trying to wrap your head around, just keep that in mind. Heavy impact, long rest period, and then you'll be making definitely improvements in your pasture.
Exactly. And especially right now, man, with everything going through the roof, if you're spending money on raising these animals, Really, are your money ahead? I mean, because I knew people that were, and I'm not dogging anybody out there, folks. These are mistakes that we made early on as well. So I'm trying to tell you from experience that if your management issues, you might have too many animals out there. Okay, if you're not able to stockpile, well, that's usually 99% of the case. If you're not able to stockpile forage, not to say that you won't have to feed hay, but man, if you can cut, let's say you can cut it in half, it saves you a pile of money. And here it is. I'm getting an amen from Ken and Amy. The haze this morning and the lines this afternoon were ridiculous. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy and nobody cares. And William has a little story he wants to tell about something, you know, similar to that here in a little bit. All right. So here's another thing I'm doing, folks. If you got a pasture that's in recovery, and I've talked about this before in greater detail, I'm just going to kind of hit the highlights real quick. If you're going to put, like, for example, I just turned my sheep into a new paddock, and this paddock is in recovery. It was all Chinese silvergrass, and well, not all of it, but if it wasn't Chinese silvergrass, then the other part was multiflora rose, all of which are telling you you got problems in your soil, nephew. So you need some help there. But when you figure out, when you get rid of some of these guys, you may have some bare patches out there. So one of the little hacks I do is before I turn them out into a paddock and where I know that this thing has got some bare patches, put your seeds down first, folks. I mean, please remember this. If you're going to put down, if you're going to seed anything at all, you don't necessarily have to. Just good management will take care of a lot of it. But if you do, seed first. And then when you turn them out in there, their hooves are going to push them seeds down into the soil. Not all of them, but a good piece of them. And you'll be shocked at how many of them actually come back. So it pays dividends in a big way if you're going to do any of that. So I don't have to seed, but I got the seeds and they're inexpensive. So why not do it? So last thing I got here is the other thing I'm doing as well is watering not only my compost, but these new beds I'm putting in. I'm hitting them heavy with that soil saviors, y'all. The biggest claim to fame for soil saviors, and by the way, go check them out. We got a link for that if you need any. One of the biggest claims to fame is that a lot of these forever chemicals that exist out there, well, this stuff is going to eat it up. And I've already witnessed it. So I'm hitting not only the, and even though you put an application on there, you know, it ain't gonna hurt to go back and hit it again, especially with this junk that they keep dropping from the sky on a daily basis. So I don't know that I'm ever going to get around ever not using this. I mean, because every time I turn around, I mean, every single day, it's something else. I mean, Michelle this morning, you know, was struggling. And believe me, y'all, she is the toughest woman. I mean, you find me another 50-year-old that is in better shape than her, show me. I want to see it because I don't know of any. And when she's struggling every single day to breathe and it never goes away, she has it down in her chest and it's been that way for months and months and months. And it doesn't go away. And she just kind of, I assumed that it was going away because she doesn't complain. And then she said something this morning and I'm like, okay, man, this is, I'm getting to the end of my rope. And I know a lot of you guys out there, I know a lot of you out there are doing the same thing. I mean, if she said something, she said, you know, here we are in good physical shape, good condition. And we're dealing with this, you know, every other day I got something I'm dealing with. Not every other day, but you know, often enough. And if somebody's got a more impeccable diet than I do, for my age, I don't know. I don't know who that is. I mean, I eat about as clean as anybody could ever hope to. And you break it down and you're realizing, okay, man, this stuff, she said something to really put me on my heels, son. She said, if it's this bad for us, what must it be for some of these old timers? I guess I'm an old timer now. She's like, what must it be for some of these senior citizens that are, you know, I mean, what must it be for them if her breathing is that labored and it's been this way every single day? What must it be like for other people that aren't in good physical condition?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Especially some of the real old timers up in those hollers that don't really, they're kind of limited on like access. They're kind of limited on access to information, things like that. Some of the people that don't really make it out too much. Yeah. Freedom, I mean, JB asked as she tried black seed oil.
Yeah, we got some down there. It's a double-edged sword when you start messing with Black Seed. We're also on the other YouTube channel, but you know, if they cancel us, oh well. You're also the Black Seed oil. You got to be very sparing with that because can't remember which naturopath told me, but it will get the job done. But also, you got to be careful because you're also going to be messing up some of your beneficial guys down there as well. That's the same thing. That's why I don't use methylene blue anymore. You got to be really, really careful about how you use some of this stuff. So if you are going to use it, you got to use it sparingly. So I would be really, really cautious about that. All right, son, let's kick it on over to you.
Today is day two of my 7-day fast. And I mean, honestly, feel pretty doggone good. Been taking salt in like crazy. That salt from Dr. Will, been taking that stuff in like crazy. Anytime I get like a hunger pain or anything like that, I just go take like a small pinch of that salt. And then it really goes away. Also making sure I'm on top of like hydration. I got my big old water bottle right here. Staying on top of that. But yeah, I feel pretty good for, you know, day two of the fast and everything. I don't feel lethargic at all. You know, some hunger pains, but nothing too debilitating or anything like that. Right before the podcast started, a bunch of messages came in from the Bible study group I'm a part of everybody complaining about the heavy chemtrailing that's going on right now. There's one guy in the group who is a like coast to coast trucker. So every week he drives from the East Coast to the West Coast and then back. And he was talking about just the heavy spraying that he saw on the way back this time and how he doesn't think he's ever seen it spray this heavy before. And like this morning there was a heavy, thick carpet of fog just everywhere. Started from like, what was it, like 5:30 this morning all the way till almost noon. We had a heavy fog around us, and I didn't really smell anything like I have in the past fogs that we've had. But yeah, it was interesting that, because fog does not stick around until noon in this part of Texas. That's highly unusual for it to stick around. It's unusual for us to get heavy fog to begin with, but it's even more unusual for it to stick around till noon. And then the sun broke out. It was supposed to break out at noon, but it didn't even break out till about 2 hours ago. So yeah, some crazy weather phenomena is going on around here. Also yesterday I milled a bunch of boards to build new raised beds, in the backyard over here. So I just milled it from, some pine tree that I fell quite a couple of months ago, milled out some boards with the chainsaw, and I got them leaning up against the fence right now. I'm planning on building some new raised beds. And then following basically the same protocol you're doing with filling your raised beds, Dad, I'm going to broad fork the area because it's an area that I haven't planted before. Unlike you guys had raised beds in those areas. So I'm breaking in new ground. I'm going to mow everything super low. I'm going to broad fork everything. And then I'm going to lay down a couple layers of saturated cardboard, fill that with topsoil, and then do a light sprinkling of compost on top of that. And then water everything in with compost extract and the soil saviors. And then because we're not too, I'm still trying to decide if I'm just going to mulch it on top or if I'm going to do like a living cover crop. Because we're not too far away. This part of Texas, we're not too far away from being able to put seed in the ground. Like right now, I'm planning on here in the next couple of days, I'm planning on putting more cabbage in the ground too. So kind of debating on what I should be doing there. Also, my bulk order of moringa seeds came in today. All 10 pounds of moringa seeds came in today. So I'm going to be a moringa grown fool this year. And then what else I got going? Just, yeah, that's basically it. Just started a bunch of seeds today. Emily and the baby started a bunch of seeds today. They got, man, a bunch of peppers started. They got some beets started, onions, some of the moringa they got started too. Yeah, just getting ready for that, you know, hitting it hot and heavy. And it's part of one of my list of five things to do this year. But yeah, we're going to be hitting the food production heavy this year. And trying to get as much of that squared away as possible.
Yeah, go look at this grocery store, man. I went there to go get some charcoal today, which, you know, I don't even know why I'm buying it, man. I could sit here and just cook. I mean, I can gather, I got enough deadfall after I bought it I was like, you big dummy, why are you buying charcoal, man? I don't need charcoal to cook meat anyway. As I was checking out, you know, I said, man, I need an avocado. I got an experiment that I'm doing. And so I went over there, man, just for a regular off-the-shelf avocado from the grocery store was $3 a piece.
Where'd you go?
Man, I was right there at Ingles. Dang. I was right there at Ingles. $3. That ain't even for the organic ones, man. I was like, I was in Weaverville, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, man, $3? Oh, man. I mean, this is getting absolutely outrageous. So, folks, you better be thinking about those ways. Think about the ways. I mean, we'll cover that. Well, I'm not going to get into it right now. But anyway, Bond Charge. Okay, everybody's been asking me about where do they go to buy glasses. Okay, we got some for you. Bond, B-O-N, not B-O-N-D, like my last name, B-O-N, Charge, two separate words, bondcharge.com. That's all one word, by the way. Perma will actually get you 15% off. So, yeah, these guys aren't exactly inexpensive, but they're absolutely positively necessary in my life, especially the more and more I learn every single day about what they're doing with the blue light. I mean, they have absolutely the technology. Folks, if you knew just how insidious this was, it would blow your mind. I'm just going to cover this briefly, and then we'll move on. For those that don't know, when you have incandescent light bulbs, you know, Edison light bulbs, the ones with a filament in it, they're putting out full spectrum. Okay, it's not as good as firelight, but it is full spectrum. But these LEDs and these compact fluorescents, all these others, all they do is put out blue light. Now, in nature, you only get blue light at midday. And depending on where you live in the time of year, it depends on how much of that blue light you get. So they engineered not only these light bulbs, but also every screen. In fact, the screen, if you haven't figured out a way to put a filter on this thing, you are looking at it with largely blue light. I mean, it's absolutely insidious. And they did it that way on purpose, because it makes you far more suggestible, and it causes a whole host of other things that are going on inside your body that you may not know about that may reveal themselves on down the line. Anyway, that's why you see William and I wearing these red light, these blue light blockers. Now, they're not all made the same, and I was reluctant until I found something that I knew was reliable or a good brand. I didn't want to tell you guys about it, but anyway, I did find these guys, or Michelle did rather. Bondcharge.com, Perma will get you 15% off.
Now, is it just 15% off the glasses or everything they sell? Because they do sell a lot of like red light therapy stuff as well.
It may be for everything, for all I know. I mean, I know as far as the glasses, I mean, put it in there, find out. I don't know. Michelle set this up. I mean, so I don't really know.
As far as like a screen filter, download Iris. If you put in IRIS in your search engine, Iris screen filter, it's something, it's like a software you can download for your computer. It's a one-time purchase of like $15, and then you can adjust the settings according to what you're trying to achieve. Like do the biohacker. If you do the biohacker one, it completely removes all blue light from your computer screen. And then it also automatically adjusts the brightness settings on your screen as well. There's like a sleep mode. There's a health mode. There's a biohacker mode. There's a mode for whenever you're in the middle of the day, things like that. But it's an awesome, awesome filter.
Yeah. So, folks, you want to be thinking about, and you know the sad thing about it, son, they could have easily installed this stuff on the computers to begin with. But there is a reason why all the tech gurus tried to put out blue light computer. There's a computer out there called blue light computer, and this thing is the cat's meow. Now I will buy one in the future as soon as they put a camera on there, because I kind of need that. But they could have engineered these things to have this, or iFlux, yeah, or Flux, yeah, is another one that people are using. So yeah, it's already out there, folks. There is a reason why they did all this. I remember, I'm a journeyman electrician with 30 years experience, okay? I remember when they came out and said, oh, we're getting rid of incandescents, and you know, it's going to save all this money. I remember at that time thinking, this makes no sense, because if you do an audit on somebody's house, the light bulbs are one of the least biggest culprits out there. It's going to be the HVAC. It's going to be your water heater. It's going to be all these other things. That's why right in back then I was wide awake to what was going on back then. and I was doing talk radio at the same time. And I was like, this makes zero sense. I didn't understand the full measure of it, but there was a lot of weird things going on at that time anyway. Anyway, so yeah, Bond Charge, 15% off with promo code PERMA. And then finally, EMF Rocks, 10% off with promo code PERMA. So yeah, I left my doggone bag down there on top of And Michelle, if you're listening to me, could you mind grabbing those bags from outside? I left them outside again. So I try to charge mine every single day. It's not raining. I try to, you know, put them on the ground and charge. You don't have to do that. You can let them go for a long, long time. But hey, man, you know, I'm already out. So might as well do it. All right. So we're just going to jump into the good news. Hold on, man. Before I do this, I can't even believe I just walked all over. I ain't going to spend a whole lot of time on this, folks. I'm like, here it is. We just did the same guy who promised us no new wars and the whole nine yards. Is anybody else living on this same earth as I am? Is anybody else seeing what's going on? I mean, you're going to tell me, first of all, if you're worried about, you know, drugs getting or and people dying because of drugs in the United States, well, this is coming from the same president that gave the green light to Big Pharma to go ahead and jab everybody in the arm with something that's killed more people than Stalin. I mean, it's incredible how many people have died from that thing. And they're still promoting it. You know, the so-called reasons in which it was done, first of all, I'm not even sure we're being told the truth on that, because Amazing Polly, who is an intrepid researcher, posted about six different pictures of Maduro from the time they supposedly picked him up to the time they dropped him off in prison. He's got 5 or 6 different outfits. Okay, so that's already a red flag. The guy was surrounded by, I want to say, I don't even know how many bodyguards. It was insane. And so I guess you put Delta Force or SEAL Team 6, well, you know, a tier one operators in there, supposedly. Who even knows what you can believe? But what I find, I expect Trump, I mean, I understand that he's just like all the others. The guy's a polecat. And look, folks, if you're going to criticize me on this, where was your criticism when I was saying Biden was a freaking nincompoop? Okay? They're all playing for the same team. But if you're going to give me this nonsense, as I've said before, it's one thing that you lied to me. It's entirely another to think I'm dumb enough to believe it. If you're worried about drugs getting into this country, Venezuela's your, okay, go raid the FBI, go raid the CIA, because those are the ones that are bringing it in. Okay. Gary Webb exposed this all the way back in the 80s with Freeway Ricky Ross. Say that 10 times. Yeah. And they, of course, murdered him. You want to stop drugs from getting in this country, or how do you think it gets into prisons? It's because the drug, well, the biggest drug dealers in the prison, believe it or not, are the guards. Ask me how I know. I did a whole lot of work around Fort Leavenworth, and I worked in Leavenworth, VA for quite a while. In fact, if anybody's up there, go check me out and see if I'm lying. Drive past, and you can see it from the road, drive past the place where all the GS5 prison guards work. GS5. And ask yourself how it is they're driving $80,000 automobiles. Prison guards that are GS5s, ask yourself how that's possible. So then ask yourself how all these people that go into government make all this money. Well, it's because of what you see going on right now. No, it ain't about the oil. It wasn't about the drugs. Oil may be part of it, but I got a feeling that what you're looking at, real deal, as a student of history, is you're seeing the throes of a collapsing empire, and I mean the United States of Amnesia. What you see unfolding right now has been done by every major empire from time immemorial. When they hit that point of collapse, when they debase their currency enough, what do? Excellent article you should check out at lewrockwell.com. It's called Schumpeter's Rome. And every single thing, point by point, that you see unfolding right now in the United States of Amnesia is exactly what happened in the ancient Rome. There's not a single thing different, even the debasement of the currency. And so what they do is that when it gets to a point where the Ponzi scheme is about to be shown for what it is, we need another conquest. So said all that to say, and I don't mean to even take this much time. So I said all that to say that you are in the throes of a dying empire right now, folks. All of us are. And you hear that polecat Lindsey Graham. I can't even believe he's talking. And Michael Yon predicted this long before Lindsey Graham said it. He says, watch, next one they're going to want to go after is Cuba. And then Guatemala. Like, we didn't murder enough Guatemalans back there. Everybody forget about that story when we were shooting up all the women down there with sexual transmitted diseases just to see what would happen. It was a Guatemalan version of the Tuskegee experiment. Don't know what that is? Go look it up. Because I'm probably going to be covering a lot of history on this stuff. And then, honestly, the final thing I'm going to say on this matter, sorry to take up so much time, son. Final thing I'm going to say on this is, because we don't know our history, we don't know about Operation Condor. I talked about it just briefly last week. Look it up. I'm not going to do all the work for you. I could tell you chapter and verse what went down there and why everybody wanted to murder Henry Kissinger, and he should have been, with what they did. Folks, do you have any idea how many leaders we deposed? And I gave you books that you can read on it, Vulture's Picnic by Greg Palast, and also Confessions of an Economic Hitman and the other things that John Perkin has written. Anyway, do you have any idea how many leaders, I'm talking all over the world right now, but in South America alone, everybody south of Mexico that we've deposed, destroyed, murdered? How many people we've murdered under Operation Condor, but most people have never even heard of it? I think what we're witnessing right now is Operation Condor 2.0. Now,
we do it out in the open instead of secretly, yes, like we did it last time.
Exactly. Good point, son. It was cloak and dagger back then through the 70s and the 80s. Now it's just wide out in the open because they got everybody looking at blue light. They got everybody looking at YouTube. Okay, present company excluded, but I mean, or they got everybody looking at TikTok and all this nonsense, and they don't even know, and nor do they care. They can't even look up and see the poison being dumped on us right now. Yep. We are living. I remember I asked Dr. Jack Cruz, do you think Rome during its collapse was this dumb? He makes the argument that they were actually worse. And when you read Fall and Decline of the Roman Empire by Gibbons, I think you could make that case, but man, it's kind of hard to imagine a population being more willfully stupid than the one we have.
At least it took them 2000 years.
Yeah. And I mean, if you add it up from, you know, going from the Etruscans to the Roman kings, then the Roman Republic, then the Roman Empire. Yeah, that comes up to about 2,000 years. So, yeah, we're doing in just 250 years what it took them 2,000 years to do. And the founding fathers, like them or hate them, man, they're rolling over in the graves right now because they're thinking, oh, my goodness, man, it's come to this. Because, I mean, it's not – I can't blame everybody else out there for what they can't see, but I can't blame you for what you're not willing to see. And when this is right above you right now, I mean, I got to be honest here. When people can't even look up and realize this is poison being sprayed on your kids and your grandkids, maybe I'm expecting a little bit too much out of them to expect them to realize, wow, this looks like Operation Condor 2.0. So, folks, I mean, just go ask a search engine about Operation Condor and find out just how many countries, and this was just wholesale murder that our CIA did back then. But anyway, you want to stop the drug trade, get rid of the CIA. That's who's bringing it in. And there's a whole lot of Hollywood movies to help you to help you on that journey. All right, so good news here. Systematic review reveals ginger fights obesity by rebalancing the gut bacteria, reducing inflammation. So there's a whole lot of good stuff out there. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on this stuff, but yeah, I got to throw in some good news with some of that bad news I just put out there. Yeah, so I used to keep a lot of ginger. I mean, first of all, man, ginger ale is my favorite drink. There's this one that they make here. I can't think of the name.
Reed's. It's called Reed's.
R-E-E-D-S. I turned tea and amber onto it. Man, that stuff will knock your socks off, man. And I love the strongest one where it's like an inch worth of ginger in the bottom of that thing. But anyway, ginger does a whole lot of wonderful things for you out there, folks. So go check it out.
And if you're hooked on And if you're hooked on soda, you can actually make like a, or if you just like soda, you can make like a ginger soda alternative called like using like a ginger bug. And it's like fermented ginger, and you can flavor it however you want to and make your own unique little, you know, like, I guess, craft sodas at home if you wanted to. Emily just recently started a ginger bug out there in the kitchen.
Yeah, I love ginger, man. I mean, boy, I love ginger ale, especially good, good stuff with no junk in it. All right, second good news here, how to shield your home from an EMP catastrophe. Look, folks, I go through this article, and this is kind of my wheelhouse. So look, if you're worried about any electronics, put it in a Faraday bag or stick it in your microwave, which is really just a giant Faraday cage. It's probably not a bad idea to stick your phones in there at night anyway, because that way they won't be transmitting. Even in the airplane mode, they still transmit a bit. So that's one way to go about it. And then honestly, there's an advertiser that we have on this show, EMP Shield, or one of our sponsors, $50 off with promo code PERMA. Because seriously, that will shield. They got one that does the whole house. They got one that does your car. They got one that does, I mean, you name it, they got an EMP shield for it that will absolutely work for all of it. So that's another way to do it there. $50 off with promo code PERMA. All right. And then finally here, I got this other article. It's a good news one. How about that? New study. Now, this is a good one for me, man, because I kind of like this. New study champions kiwi fruit as a superior natural relief for chronic constipation. Now, I'm not dealing with chronic constipation, but there are times where you, let's say you might want to evacuate your upper, your small intestine. Well, there's a, I'm not going to tell you how to do that because I'm sure that's something they'd probably kick me off for. But one of the things that I use is psyllium husks. Well, it turns out that this kiwi fruit actually outperforms psyllium husks. So you might want to look into that. Plus a tastier alternative instead of just drinking a glass of, you know, liquid cardboard, I guess.
We so, used to use that on the baby. She used to eat a ton of kiwis when she was like real little and everything. But yeah, anytime she wasn't like regular or anything like that, just feed her some kiwi. Especially the best kiwis are those golden kiwis from, I know it's not even kind of close to being local, but from New Zealand, those golden kiwis, those are the best tasting kiwis. And they're way higher in, supposedly way higher in vitamin C than the standard kiwi, the green one that we're used to. But something that everybody could grow, most people that are listening, I would say most people are hardy kiwis,
right?
Cold hardy kiwis. Now remember, when you're growing kiwis, they do not like wind, and you'll most likely need a male and female plant. So like whenever you're buying them from, like whenever you see them at Tractor Supply and everything, because they sell them no matter where you live at Tractor Supply every single spring, keep in mind you're probably going to need a male and female plant. And then you're also going to have to prune, and they're going to be super heavy, and it's a vine. So keep all those factors in mind. But it's something most people that are listening right now could start growing if they wanted to.
Yep, and you could grow them local. So go check out some kiwis, y'all. Keep yourself regular. All right, with that said, we're going to go to my man, Eric Sider.
Hey, Eric Sider here with your PimpCast tip of the day. Today's tip, we need a new normal. I was in Costco recently, waiting for one of the mindless gray masses enjoying their sample cup of poison to move out of the way, when I was reminded of how differently I view the world from normal people. This was not a new revelation, but it can be easy to forget if you only exist in your own bubble. Society browbeats us to be normal. Just act normal. I just want to be normal. Normal is eating poison every day. Normal is numbing ourselves with drugs, alcohol, and social media. Normal is watching the news and believing it's the truth. Normal is thinking the government has your best interest at heart. Normal is thinking you even need a government. Normal is thinking you are entitled to anything in this life you didn't work for. Normal is thinking the whole point of life is merely to work, consume, and die. Well, excuse my language, but normal can fuck right off. I am not normal. Anyone listening to the PimpCast is not normal. Anyone who knows about permaculture is not normal. Normal is insanity fueled psychopathy. It's time for a new normal. Permaculture should be the base curriculum starting in elementary school. Having an abundance of clean air, water, and food should be normal. Being outside most of the day should be normal. Walking to your friend's house and filling up a basket of food along the way should be normal. Living in a society based on ethics, which says, if we can't provide our basic needs where we live in a way that benefits the planet, then we have no right to exist as a species. Permaculture can create this new normal. You can find me on YouTube and Instagram at Eric Sider. If you're in need of permaculture t-shirts, the official pimp gear of the PimpCast, or remote permaculture consultation and design, head over to ericsider.com. And for more information on my permaculture community group, go to permaculturefairoaks.org.
That's my dog right there. And yes, I concur with it. And I don't say things like that, not because I have a problem with it. You know, in fact, folks, I could do a whole show on why they call things profane, and they're really not for the reasons that you think. But anyway, there's a time where I think there is a creative use of language, and it makes sense, and I'm right there with him. 100%. Yeah. I don't want anything to do with normal. I don't want anything to do with the status quo. I don't want anything that, you know what, normal is believing that what we just did in Venezuela is okay. That's normal. That is normal right now. Normal is everything Eric described there. I don't think I could have said it any better.
A shirt idea is normal is fake and gay.
There we go. I'm with that. Yeah. So, Homestead Twins in the house right there. It says, Pimp, can you explain stockpile forage? Is that grass you just left in the ground so it's dry in place now? Yeah, it can be.
Hey, hold on. Keep in mind, they also followed up by saying, if we have a foot of snow on the ground, do you think it's acceptable to feed hay from a known good source? Neighbors are all organic farming and doing hay across the road.
Yeah, I'm going to use that response that a lot of people don't want to know. It all depends. But having seen your place, at least through the pictures that you guys provided before, it can be used strategically. I mean, in a place like yours where you have a little bit of flat ground there, I would roll out some round bales, Greg's Judy style. You can definitely find videos on that so you can get a better visual of it. Yeah, there are times where hay could be used strategically, but 9 times out of 10, people overgraze through the months where you don't have snow on the ground. Because here's the crazy thing. Jim Garrish proved, this is going to blow your mind, the people in Michigan feed about as much hay per year as folks in Alabama. That is insane. That is absolutely insane. So it shows you that it's a management problem. Because, yeah, the people in Michigan have a reason to feed hay. I mean, when you got snow all over the ground or ice or whatever the case may be, yeah, they're gonna need to eat something. So, yeah, that makes perfect sense up there. But, yeah, what it really comes down to, if you really want to know the nuts and bolts of it, go check out Kick the Hay Habit by Jim Garrish. And then go check out Greg Judy's channel where you can get a visual of what Jim writes in this book. Because with Greg, I mean, it's kind of cool because you're not going to see it three-dimensionally, but you can see it through YouTube. So I would recommend reading the book first and then check it out, or do them both. I mean, yeah, I guess it all comes down to the same thing. But having done both, I'm telling you, I think you'll get a better response if you read the book first and then go to Greg Judy's channel and you'll see what he means by stockpiled forage. Because frankly, I haven't done a whole, I mean, even right now, man, I still have some green out there and the sheep are on it. So yeah.
The only time you throw out hay is if you're trying to remediate soil. That's really the only time you throw out any hay. And that's what you use hay for, is soil remediation, or just to cover the ground, not to necessarily feed the animals. Feeding the animals part is like a byproduct of trying to remediate the soil for you.
Yeah, that's exactly how it should be. And then when you find yourself like, oh, shoot, I got way too many animals, man, we're about to go into the fall, that's when you got to be scaling back. That's when you got to sell them off or put them in the freezer or do something with them. But I don't, and it's one thing if, let's say, sheep, goats, whatever the case may be, cows, it's one thing if they're pregnant through that winter, okay? I'm not so much worried about that. It's when you have way too many hoofs on the ground to get through that winter. So you got to be thinking about, okay, how many animals can I conceivably run through here and then still not have to worry about my stockpile? So, yeah, it's going to take more to kind of, I'm sorry if I didn't answer that better, because I don't know how I can from a verbal, you know, from this point of view, I'd almost have to show you, but like I said, those resources there will go a really long way in getting you squared away. All right. So my chronic silver, man, I've been using a whole lot of that stuff as of late. And your mom today too, son, she was using that stuff to get rid of this sore throat, and it's gone now. At least it was before I got in here. She was having a real rough time this morning, and my chronic silver, I've been using it myself. I had a little something going on here, couldn't figure it out. Anyway, that my chronic silver, 10% off with promo code PERMA. I'm going to have him on here in a couple of weeks, or no, I think this week, as a matter of fact. I think this Wednesday, as a matter of fact. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world. And I wanted him back on, man, because honestly, we just got kicked off of, well, I did a interview with John Richardson about a year and a half ago, I guess, and they just took it off. Anything that can honestly help somebody, they are scrubbing from YouTube in the biggest way imaginable, folks, especially when it comes to health. If there is anything that can help you in a health standpoint, they will absolutely scrub it. It's insane. It's going.
I have a little experiment that I'm about to release. I think it's coming out Friday, but it's a video talking about the medical uses of comfrey. And I'm wondering if I can put in a obvious, like, you know, fake disclaimer over and over again throughout the video, will they still remove it from YouTube? So that's going to be a little experiment. And I wonder if we could, if given enough disclaimers of saying like, hey, I'm not suggesting you use this, I'm going to give you the information, you do what you want to. And I do that about two or three times throughout the video. I filmed it earlier today. I'm wondering if they'll still give it a strike, because yeah, there's some like blatant statements I'm making as far as like what comfrey can do. And it's going to be an experiment for sure.
Yeah, but it's completely okay if you get on here. Oh, you know, read an arm's long list worth of side effects from a pharmaceutical. That, you know, it's completely okay. But I can't tell you about like what they kicked John Richardson off for. I mean, good night. Talking about apricots and what's inside of apricots, and if you consume them, what that's going to help you with. Unbelievable, folks. That. I'm telling you right now, after having done this YouTube thing through several administrations, folks, I'm telling you, it's worse now under Trump than it ever was. It is. It is worse now than it ever was, and people are still worshiping this guy. I mean, how many doggone betrayals do you need before you finally start saying, this guy is not what he promised? Not even close. Anyway, I'm going to get into the main things right now. 10 things that we're doubling down on this new year. Well, right off the bat, I'll go ahead and kick it off, son. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on this, but I think it's important that everybody hears this. Number one is my health. There are some things I want to make sure I stay on top of and things I want to improve, because they are quite literally dropping poison on us every single day. Everybody, like I told you before, Dr. Ed Group said he would tell people every 6 months do a liver cleanse. And then he had to start telling them every 3 months. Then it was every month. There are some places where he's telling them to do a liver cleanse once a week. That's how bad it's gotten. And that's from the poison from the sky. So I'm doing everything I possibly can. I even got your mom one of them tent saunas coming here to try to sweat some of this stuff out of us, because, you know, it's winter. I mean, where are you gonna sweat? So we got one of those little tent saunas coming, and we're going to see if that thing helps any, because sweating is a good way to get rid of toxins, especially when your liver and your kidneys are overloaded. And all of us, most of us are right now. So, I mean, coffee enemas, that's one way to go about it. But I mean, there's a number of different ways in which you can go about this, but health, this is exactly why the Sovereign Health Summit is here, folks. This is exactly why we're doing it, is because it is, They openly tried to murder all of us, everybody in the sound of my voice. Does that sound a little hyperbolic? It may, if you think that's hyperbole, if you think that's hyperbole, well, you ain't been paying attention. So the jabs were pretty overt, but they do it passively from the sky, the air you, and you don't even get a say on this, the water you breathe, the air, all of it, the food, every single bit of it. Now Bill Gates wants to put a peel on everything in the grocery store. I mean, this is insanity, absolute insanity. All right, son, I'm kicking it over to you.
So on that note, yeah, health for me as well, especially by the time, like you've said in the past, by the time the health summit comes about, I'm going to be in the best shape and health I've been in, ever been in before. And with that, starting the education into becoming like a natural healer, not a doctor, but a healer, somebody who's actually going to help you, you know, achieve the things that you're trying to achieve as far as like health goes, not perpetual state of pain and suffering, but somebody who actually gets over whatever, you know, diagnosis they've been given. It doesn't have to be permanent. Your diagnosis doesn't have to be permanent. It doesn't have to be something that you deal with for the rest of your life. So this year doubling down on that education and becoming as healthy as possible myself as well. And the family, like my wife and baby as well. Doing the best we can to become as healthy as possible, despite everything that they're throwing at us. Because now it means more now than it ever has before in the past. We've never interacted with as many toxins as we have, you know, in the past. It's insane. On to you, yeah. Dad.
So another thing on my list is going to definitely be infrastructure. I kind of talked about it a little bit before. Anything, if I can avoid going to that grocery store right now, I'm eating everything pretty much local. Now, I talked about the avocado. Clearly, I'm not growing those here, but I'm conducting a little bit of an experiment, but that's another thing altogether. For the most part, I'm eating, I'd say, 80% local. All the meat I eat comes from here. All the vegetables, for the most part, are within 10 miles of my home. Or most of them, actually, if it's a salad or anything, I eat a salad from my own high tunnel every day. So the infrastructure to create more of that is exactly where I talked about having silver. I talked about having these other things. But you know what? I mean, it's biblical even. If you can buy a birthright for a bowl of soup, you think you can get somebody's Bitcoin if they haven't eaten for 4 or 5 days? And they're not used to staff fasting for 7 days? So, and also real quick on that fasting thing, son, just, and everybody else out there, if you consider doing a fast, remember how you come out of it is equally as important as how you go into it. So, make sure you break your fast in the right way. And Gary Brecka has some pretty good ideas and a number of others. You want to be really, really careful. Don't just go, you can make things actually worse that way by reintroducing bad things. So I just thought of that on the way out. But honestly, infrastructure to grow more of my own food, because it's not going to get cheaper. In fact, this whole thing with Venezuela is nothing more than putting a Band-Aid. You'll probably see silver prices stay about steady for right now. But this nation was going down the tube fast. And now, you know, we got a bunch of oil down there. And like Trump said, we're going to run it. Unbelievable. We're going to run it. So anyway, yeah, infrastructure. Go ahead, son.
Yeah, as far as the refeeding part, I was planning on just doing some bone broth with garlic, and then also any like the first solids being like some of the fermented carrots and beets that we just harvested out of the garden, and then also some of the meat that I just harvested, not too long, some of the lamb and then goat. Not all at once, but like starting with the broth, moving into fermented foods from the garden in the backyard, and then into the meat. That was my plan for refeeding. Does that sound good or
okay? Yeah. I'll give you better instructions later on. In fact, we probably ought to do a show talking about that.
Okay. The next one on my list is better organization and planning. Now, this past year was probably the best I've done as far as like organization and planning, but I definitely see a ton of room for improvement as far as that goes. Especially when it comes to like right before heading out of town, for like consultations or for festivals and stuff like that. Like there was a lot of content I didn't make this year because I was out of town. And if I had better organization and better planning, I wouldn't have had these large gaps of, empty spaces for content on YouTube and other things like that. So that's one thing. I just recently bought like a day planner with like actual dates. I mean, I have my notebook right here where I take, you know, things I need to do every single day, and I write it down in the books, in the book, you know, borrowing from Andy Frazella's, you know, power list and everything like that. But as far as like projecting the dates and knowing what I have coming up and things like that, that's where this day planner is going to come in handy. You might notice that my daughter just recently picked out my new calendar for me. It has kittens on there. She got one with kittens, and then she had to get one with puppies and kittens too. So yeah, using both of those in conjunction, doing better planning and organization this year. On to you, Dad.
Yeah. So number three for me is going to be, I wish I had more on this. I mean, I wish I would have spent more time talking about this, but I'm thinking seriously about acquiring another trade. You know, I got the butcher's trade down. I got the electric trade down. I'm thinking about maybe considering doing another trade in the form of HVAC. Now, why would I do that? Well, number one, I'm already a journeyman electrician, okay? Been one for a long, long time. So why would I? Because number one, this is just building on skills I already have. I mean, there's a lot of this stuff that's going to just click with me and make sense. And why would I do it? Because we live in a very, very crazy world right now. And honestly, the refrigeration, well, HVAC and refrigeration, that's what I want to get into. Because one of my bigger goals down the line is to create a butcher school. Okay. And I'm going to need refrigeration. And folks, it will cost you an arm and a leg to get people in to do that sort of thing. Plus, it's also a little side gig should I have to do it. It's a really, really good side gig to go out there to do HVAC, because right now, folks, if you're working behind a desk or you're doing certain kind of computer work, they are already calculating the fact that you're probably not going to be there. So right now, skilled trades are one of the best places to be. Yeah, I'm already there, but it certainly isn't going to hurt to add another little thing into my toolbox. Plus, with the way things, these HVAC units are engineered to break down right now, it is absolutely insane. So I'm thinking about adding that to my toolbox of all the other skills that I've acquired over the years, and thinking about maybe doing that as well.
Yeah. One of the things that I'm planning on doing this year is I started this last year and then it fell off. I just stopped doing it. But I want to understand more about the prophets in scripture, and then also the Apocrypha. I want to dive deeper into the Apocrypha and kind of suss out some of those books, what's good, what's not good, things like that. But I also want to get back into writing down scripture. I started in Genesis last year, fell off. I want to get back into it. I think it'd be a really neat thing to do is to write the entire Bible and then be able to hand that off to my daughter later on. I think that would be really cool. So that's one of the things I'm going to get back into doing. And then also when it comes to scripture, you retain it much, much better, or at least I noticed for myself, I retain it much, much better if I write it down. So a little two birds with one stone there, be able to hand it off a handwritten Bible to my daughter, and then also, you know, be able to retain a lot of the scripture a lot better as well. But on to you, Dad.
All right. So another thing I'm going to acquire in this next year is as many skills as possible that don't require electricity. Okay. Even though I got backup to backup to backup to backup. Remember, at the end of the day, we are getting to that place where the powers that shouldn't be, remember what it said on those Georgia Guidestones before they got rid of them? 500 million, I think, is what they said they wanted the max population to be. So think about the ways in which they can make that happen. And if you really, really, really want to decimate, I mean, I'll put it this way. The guy who wrote 1 Second After, William Forston, actually, he just lives down the road from here. And he did an actuary not long ago and figured out that if they were to cut the power, 90%, I want to say, of America's population would be gone in a month just by cutting the power. So it certainly ain't going to hurt to get more of those skills. I mean, I already got a lot of them right now, but it ain't going to hurt to knock off some of the dusting on some of this stuff as well. But you know, butchery, repair, problem solving without the reliance of a grid. I mean, all those things mean something. Gardening, you know, without some of the niceties that you like to have, animal handling, you know, what are you going to do if all of a sudden, you know, your electric net that you rely on, maybe you plug it in every day, you whatever the case may be. Now, all of a sudden, how are you going to manage animals when you don't have electric wire? You got to think about those things. So you might be thinking about DC systems that work. So those are another thing that I think I'm going to be focusing on.
Yeah. The next one for me is just better content on all the platforms, putting in a little bit more effort into planning and then producing better like YouTube videos, YouTube shorts, things like that. Because, I mean, we need and I don't want the quality of content getting in the way or lack of quality of content getting in the way from somebody understanding some of this information as far as growing your own food. Because we need like a community of people growing food, not just yourself growing food. So one of the big focuses this year is producing better content, long form content and short form content, and trying to get this information to as many willing participants as possible.
Well, I think the last one, and folks, this is a very, very short list. I mean, I could spend a lot of time going on this, but seriously, thinking about this stuff, this is obviously wider ranging than what I'm talking about, but concentrating on systems that will outlive me. What do I mean by that? Soil, trees, skills, family knowledge. I mean, legacy over lifestyle. I mean, that's really it in a nutshell, legacy over lifestyle. And concentrating on systems where, you know, you can go out there and your great-great-grandkid could say, hey, my great-great-grandpa put that tree in. You know, things like that, that provide that shade, that, you know, built that soil, all these other things. These are things that outlive you. But the most worthwhile thing, and things you only really get one shot at, the most worthwhile thing any of us leave on this planet is our posterity. So you got to make sure there may be distance involved, whatever the case may be, but I want to concentrate on more systems that outlive me, that are going to be that you're paying it forward. And that was one thing Paul Wheaton said, that, yeah, there's a lot of things about that guy I don't like, but he does say some pretty poignant things from time to time, is that permaculture is a gift to your future self. But you could also extend that to mean that permaculture is also a gift to your future family. I mean, think about it. You put in a swale, how many generations will that swale be there? Think about that and what it's doing. I mean, that is a system that lives on for generations and generations, maybe forever if nobody ever messes with it or disturbs it. It's things like that, earthworks that truly matter. So, son, I'll kick it off to you for the last one.
Last one I got is maximizing food production this year. I want to be able to go to the grocery store less. I mean, given what I do for work, I mean, I'm on the road a lot. I'm a permaculture consultant. That means I have to go to people's properties and actually see it. And, you know, and I do festivals and stuff like that. But this year I'm doing less festivals this year. And I'm going to focus more on at home food production as well. So that's part of the reason I'm building more raised beds out there. I'll be putting the demonstration site garden to full use with the crops that don't require a lot of maintenance, putting out cover crops over there, fully remediating the soil out there. That's one thing that I haven't done out there yet. And then also the only remediation I've done out at the demonstration site is literally just cover crops. And then getting some like staple, you know, main crops going on out there, and then some more of our kitchen varieties over here at the backyard. And yeah, maximizing the amount of food production that I'm producing this year. Cause it's always killed me that like I'm a permaculture consultant, but I produce very little food because I'm on the road constantly. So yeah, I'll be fixing that this year for sure.
Well, see, son, to that point, you know, that's a good idea for folks as far as where you might start. I mean, I eat salad every single day. I eat a salad every single day that came from this farm, okay? And I eat meat that came from this farm every single day. But if you wanted to just say, you know what, man? Okay, what if I didn't have to go to the store at all for my
greens, salads, lettuce. You know.
Yeah, just for that. Say you were to concentrate on that. Man, do you know what they want for a head of lettuce right now? This is insane. I eat a salad every single day. And so I'm kind of figuring out, man, what would that cost me if I had to go pay for that? It ain't, first of all, it probably came from 1,000 miles away, number one. Came on a truck because we're all truckitarians when you get down to it. But if you were to just concentrate on one thing to just grow for yourself, maybe you grow as many of your own vegetables as you can. Like Joel Salatin often talked about, you know, when he and his wife were getting started, that, you know, they canned everything. And he was like, okay, what's for dinner tonight? And it was like, whatever they canned, that's what they had to eat. That's, and then they had to save every single penny to try to make things work. And so that's exactly how we got to roll these days, folks. I mean, this depression mentality that has been largely lost from the world, man, we're going to have to get it back because things are very, very strange. Now, let me cover a couple more of these questions before we get out of here. Yeah, Necro Kitty says, yeah, they experimented on my mom back when they sprayed Corpus Christi. Yeah, they did a lot of that in a lot of different places. People only ever talk about the incident in Corpus Christi or the one in St. Louis. But folks, they did this all over. I mean, in California and a number of places, absolutely insane. It was our own government, and it's been known. I mean, Operation Shad, they knowingly sprayed, or not sprayed, injected radiation into active duty sailors that had survived World War II only to be murdered by their own government, just to see what would happen. Bill Clinton even offered an apology for it. I mean, it's insane. Okay. How do I do a liver cleanse? I don't know if I can go through a whole lot of detail here, but I would check out Dr. Edward Group. And some people think that, you know, coffee enemas will, well, your hepatic nerve goes down there, and then the coffee, there's a way to do it. You might want to check it out. So you might want to, obviously, light roast is the best. And it's got to be organic.
Why is that obvious? No,
well, yeah, I guess it's not obvious, but yeah, you want to use light roast. It's got to be organic, and there's a way to do it. So I'm not going to tell you how. There's some people out there that will tell you how. So we got our own little recipe here, and this is one of those things that would likely cut me off for. So I can't really go into a whole lot of detail there. Yeah, refeeding syndrome is a real thing. That's right. And I made that mistake, where you get done with a fast and you're like, all right, time to go eat a hamburger or something. If you do that, you are going to pay the piper in a big way. So yeah, and also leave the carbs alone when you refeed and don't overeat. That is of profound importance. Yeah, you got to stay. If you're doing any kind of fast, how you go into it is it, how you come out of it is actually far more important, because you want to make sure you're putting the right things in. So you got to do these things right. Yeah, more caffeine, duh.
Yeah, that's it comes out like dark roasted.
Yeah, well, hey, it happens. That's exactly how it rolls. Well, maybe not every time, but yeah, that's one way of going about it. And then Dr. Edward Group has a protocol that I like to use from time to time. And then when you find out what's in it, you can actually kind of do it yourself. And there's no using, you know, tubes or anything like that at all. You just put it in your mouth. Okay. And then at the end of the week, you do something, and I'm telling you what, you are going to be shocked at what actually comes out of you if you're toxic. So, yeah, folks, be thinking about this kind of stuff. But anyway, son, anything else to add here?
I mean, guys, I know a lot of people like start like New Year's resolutions and stuff like that. That's not what this necessarily is, but yeah, write down a list. Put it somewhere visible that you interact with every day, and then remember what goals you had at the beginning of the year and follow through with them, and then work backwards. Examine what your goals are for the end of the year, work backwards, and then take actionable steps every day towards those goals, which is the Andy Frazella power list. If you have something that, you know, crazy that you want to achieve, something that's big, something that, you know, other people are saying or scoffing at, saying it's too big, yeah, just that you're on the right track.
Well, man, I mean, look how quick. I mean, I don't even know where 2025 went. It came and went so darn quick. I'm sitting here scratching my head like I can't even believe it's 2026 already. And I bet a whole lot of other folks are doing exactly the same thing. So, Yeah, folks. Yeah, and then somebody else wrote, Freedom JB says atrazine was dropped everywhere. Yeah, and I mean, you can't even drink the groundwater in Kansas and Missouri and a lot of other places around the Midwest, all because we are absolutely positively poisoning everything. And we got ways to fix all this stuff, but a whole lot of people just aren't really all that interested in, like Eric said in the beginning at his little segment there, you know, how does that saying go? It's no measure of health. No measure of health to be well adjusted to a sick society. And frankly, I'm just going to have to be alone if that's the way we're going to roll these days. All right, y'all, I want to thank everybody for checking this out. You know the deal. Until next time, stay alert.
Stay alive.
I'm grooving with the truth, feeling nature's truth. We've got the answers, all we need to do. Listen to the earth, they got us through. Let's see the change, watch the world spin. From the smallest sprout to harmony begin. In the cycle of life, for the magic's alive. To